Okay, calling to order the AMAPS meeting for this Thursday, December 14th, 2023. We'll start with the termination of quorum.
We do have a quorum.
Okay, now I'm going to do something different today, just because it's my last meeting and you can't throw me out anymore. I'm going to start with a joke. Some of you might have heard this joke before. This is my favorite engineer's joke. Curtis just heard it recently.
I did hear it.
So Satan goes up to God one day and says, we have this great guy down here in hell. He's really fixing the place up. And God says, really? He says, yeah, he says, he's got the air conditioning working. He's got the sanitary sewer flowing, so it doesn't smell as bad. And he's got fresh, cold water in hell. And God says, no way. He says, that can't be. And Satan says, yeah, I think they call him an engineer. And God says, no, that can't be. He says, you can't have an engineer down in hell. I'm going to sue to get him back in heaven where he belongs. And Satan says to God, oh, yeah? He says, where are you going to find an attorney? So thank you, attorneys, for letting me. And one of my favorite attorneys, well, several of my favorite attorneys are here today. Paul is certainly a great guy. And, you know, I always say that in the world of attorneys, it's too bad that 95% of them ruin it for the rest of us. Right? and, of course, Bill Judge is a great guy, too. So it's obviously just.
I'm not an attorney.
Oh, I know.
I just got a cool last name.
And you can't actually get that seat, can you, without being an attorney?
Correct.
That's right. But one of my favorite attorneys, obviously, is Rocco Yergin, the mayor-elect for City of Green. So, Rocco, stand, say hello. He has yet to set whether he's coming on policy or if he's going to set somebody, but that's his choice. And you'll be seeing a lot of Rocco. So, and I also want to let Dave Klein have the floor for a second because I think he has somebody here as well.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure serving on AMETS as chair before, and that is. After 45 years with the city of Talmadge, I decided to step down. But happily to say, Carol Kilway is the mayor-elect for Talmadge, so she will take over my place starting January 1st.
Yeah, welcome. So thank you. And you know, as a mayor, I'm probably more comfortable with the engineers still. As you know, I'm an engineer, and so I really like working with you.
Is your middle name Roundabout?
It's not. Yeah, thanks, Bobby. But no, I feel very comfortable with the engineers, so it's been a pleasure to be part of this group. So thank you very much. You know, Green has term limits, so getting leadership is hard because by the time we figure things out, we're kicked out the door. But I appreciate the confidence in bringing me in as chair of my last 2 years. So thank you very much, and it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Okay, let's do some business. Item number two is minutes from September 21st, 2023. I hope that we've had a chance to review, and I'm looking for motions.
I'll make a motion, Linda Clark. Mayor Clark, Manoway.
I'll second that, Judge Bolden.
Okay, motion and a second. Any comments? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed or abstentions? Okay, that passes unanimously. Item three, staff reports, and we're going to start with 3A, financial progress report. Turn it over to Director Bailey.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you can see in attachment 3A, we spent about 19% of the budget through October 31st of the fiscal year. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Motion and second. Any discussion before we take a roll call? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Okay, this also passes unanimously. Now we'll move on to 3B, the technical progress report.
Okay, thank you. Hello, everyone. Few things today. Just wanted to let everyone know, give you kind of a heads up that Carrie is going to be sending out the 2024 AMETS membership forms to all of you policy members. So please keep an eye out for those, especially if you have an administration change in your municipality, as Carrie may not have the email addresses for some of the new mayors. Last week at TAC, I mentioned Safe Streets for All, and we were kind of waiting with bated breath for those awards. Checked this morning and heard that they were announced yesterday. So, unfortunately for our region, kind of bad news. The city of Green had applied for an implementation grant. They did not get that grant. But I don't think that's a reflection on that, on their grant. So looking at the stats of what was awarded, it was pretty interesting to me. So across the whole country, only 48 implementation grants were awarded. They totaled $605 million. The average award was $12.6 million. There actually were not any implementation grants in Ohio. Now, meanwhile, there were $295 million in, like, the planning grants, which would be to put together action plans like what we already have. There were 572 of those awarded. So, and the average award was over $500,000. So that was very interesting to me. So still kind of sifting through. That's all pretty new, but, you know, we were really hoping to see some regional success with this, but wouldn't give up hope yet. Hopefully next year some of you will be applying. And then finally, I just wanted to mention, and for those that were attacked, sorry, I'll be repeating myself here, but just we're getting started on a regional signal project in AMETS. So we have a firm, a consulting firm, that's going to be working on that, getting started in the new year. We have about 1,000 signals across the region, so we're just looking to get a better sense of what's out there in our region and hopefully come up with a way to kind of prioritize improvements in the future. So happy to answer any questions, but that's all I have. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. We'll move on to item 3C, AMATS Federal Funds Report. Amy Crater.
Thank you. So since the beginning of the fiscal year, we've had two planning programs that have been authorized, two projects have sold, and two curb ramp funding projects have been sold as well, and two right-of-way phases have been authorized. Currently, we have a negative balance of CRP in 2025, but currently we have no projects in 2024, so we assume that that carryover will cover the balance in 2025. CRP, unlike other programs that we have, cannot be recalled, so we will be able to continue to roll it over into future years. So CMAQ projects have been selected, and they will be discussed later in this meeting. STBG, resurfacing TASA, and CRP applications have been accepted, scored, and they were reviewed by the TAC TIP. There were some comments that have come back since the TAC TIP has met, and so CRP and STBG, I believe, will not be presented for approval in January, and those will have to wait until March for probably approval. So we'll be having another TAC tip after the TAC meeting on January 18th to go through some of those comments and to possibly select the projects then. Any questions?
Did you address the resurfacing funding too? I might be a little slow in turning my page.
So resurfacing and TASA were gone through by TAC tip at the last meeting. We didn't have any comments that impacted what was selected, so we plan to bring those to TAC and policy in January for final approval. They will be, all the projects will be presented later here.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions? Okay, Amy, don't go anywhere. We'll go to item four, old business. Anything for us under old business?
There's nothing.
Okay. And we'll go to item 5A under new business. And this is the draft surface transportation block grant program, resurfacing carbon reduction program. I guess we'll just do the draft surface transportation block grant first. Attachment 5A in the trailer. Or is this all of them? All of them.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So this is actually all of the projects. Just one second. Presentation. So I did want to comment that we did have some minor changes since the mail-out. So as I go through them, I will let you know which projects had to be adjusted based on the comments that we had. So this time we had a new record high of project applications submitted. Last time in 2021 we had 64 projects submitted. This time we had 118. And only 4 projects were either disqualified or withdrawn. So we had 26 STBG projects totaling requested $89.1 million. We had 42 resurfacing projects, 17 CRP projects, 23 TASA projects, and 6 TASA supplemental projects. So the total requested was $165.6 million, and we have approximately $39.2 million. So obviously we're going to have a lot of disappointed people. We did have 26 separate sponsors. So for the STBG projects, we had 16 sponsors, and approximately $5.2 million is available in 27, 28, and 29. This is a list of the first half of the STBG projects applied for. There is a correction. What is number 7 on your list, Stowe? Grand Road update. We missed giving them 5 points, so they actually moved up from 7 to 5 on the list. So that is a change from your mail out. And this is the rest of the project scoring, all the way down to 26 projects. For resurfacing, we had 42 projects. We had 21 individual sponsors. And 15.2 is also available for resurfacing in 27, 28, and 29. And these are the resurfacing projects. We actually had a correction on your list. I'm not sure which number it is, but it jumped all the way to number 1, and that's my fault. I think I mistyped over top of something, switching between screens. I put the wrong PCI in on Akron's project, so the South Main project, you look, is now number 1. It wasn't too far down on the list before, though. So that is one change. And this is the rest of the 42 resurfacing projects. CRP, we had 23.7 million requested, and we have about 7.7 million available in 26 through 29. These are the CRP projects. In TASA, we had 23 projects. We only have $1.3 million available in TASA, and we had $17.6 million requested. So this was a big program that didn't have a lot of money. In the TASA programs, number 11 on your list moved to number 9 because I updated the fair share because it was incorrect. And it was only incorrect because Cuyahoga Falls and Akron are actually splitting the project, so they're splitting the fair share as well. And this is the rest of the projects. And then TASA Supplemental, we had 6 TASA Supplemental projects. There is no pot of money for this currently. This is just a just-in-case fund. And these are the 6 projects that were submitted to TASA Supplemental. These are already current projects. These are projects just looking for a little bit more money. The first 3 are in 25. The next one is in 26. And the last 2 are in 27. So if funding becomes available during those years, these projects would get that funding. Okay. And then the next steps is TACTIP met on December 6th and selected projects. Unfortunately, we've had multiple comments after that meeting with possible things that could affect the score. So we're going to have another TACTIP meeting in January for just the 2 funding sources that were commented on We're hoping to have formal approval for resurfacing and TASA in January, and CRP and STBG we're hoping to approve in March. If your project's selected, you'll get a notification letter via email, and after you're notified, you'll have we'd prefer you to submit your information to ODOT to get a bid. Questions?
Yeah, I got one.
Yes.
So you got the whole list.
Yes.
And there's further review, and ultimately then determining how far down you go the list, which of these programs get funded, what's the criteria for that, for how many of these will actually get funded?
Well, we have a funding amount available based on our current budgets. And so basically the process is going down the list until we hit that available amount, typically.
That's what my colleague over here just told me, but I wanted to hear you say it.
There are some exceptions to that rule. For example, resurfacing. If we go down the list and any community gets more than three projects, they can't get four. It's part of our funding policy guidelines. But, I mean, that's kind of one of the only exceptions. So.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
We're just having a sidebar. So there are cases where you go over, yeah.
Yeah, there would be cases where we go over, and a lot of times it is you're looking at what your amounts are, and let's say we say that we've got, so the one thing to remember with AMAT's money is that it is sort of play money from the standpoint of nothing is guaranteed, and the exact dollars are estimates versus true numbers, especially when we get out to 28, 29, 30. So a lot of times what will happen is if we're at $15.5 million and we funded all the resurfacings and that gets us to $15.3, then the discussion is, hey, do we go and add that extra project, which would actually take us to $16 million, and so we'd be over-programming a little bit, but based on the staff will inform the subcommittee, hey, this we think we can do this or we think we can't. And so that's why right now we don't kind of have that hard stop of this is what's funded, this is what's not, because every month we get updated numbers, and so then when we sit down before we ask you to approve it, you know, like when you see it in January, you'll have a nice thick red line that'll show you projects above and projects below based on recommendations of the TAC TIP subcommittee, the TAC, and then policy. So, but the numbers that Amy gave you in this presentation are pretty close. So you can assume there's going to be at least $15 million of resurfacing, $15 million of STBG, $8 million of CRP, and $1.3 of TASA. The question is will we be sort of teeter-tottering and want to add one more extra project if we think we can make it work? And a lot of that gets into the details of understanding, hey, we think these projects might slip, we think this project might not get done in this year, and those are the things that we get down into the real nitty-gritty details of at our subcommittee meetings. So.
And just another comment, we pretty much over-program. We take the amount that we actually think we're going to get, and we still kind of go further than that by, 25% typically, Curtis?
Typically the average, yeah.
Yeah. So not only are we kind of over-programming if we go down the list further than our threshold, we already have built in over programming as well with the 25%. So if your project gets bumped, I apologize. We're trying to get everybody funded.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, thank you. We'll move on to item number 5B, which is Connection Communities Notice of Funding Available. This will be presented by Heather Davis-Ray.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy holidays. Attachment 5B is the notice of funding available for the 7th round of AMAT's Connecting Communities Planning Grants. Beginning on January 3rd, we will make available applications for two more planning grants at $40,000 each. The application will be similar to years past and will be due February 9th. As always, we are looking for projects that increase alternative transportation options through land use and design. We expect to meet with the Connecting Communities Planning Grant Task Force in February, which we just scheduled that. to review the applications and make recommendations to all of you for approval in March. Also, as an update, we're in the process of finalizing recommendations to wrap up the Village of Lakemoor and Springfield Township planning grant. At this time, if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But keep in mind, you can always reach out if you have questions about a project that you'd like to apply for. Okay.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay, that takes us to item 6A, Resolution 2023-13, approving amendment number 3 to the fiscal year 2024 through 2027 transportation improvement program to combine two Streetsboro projects into one project identification number and revised funding for one ODOT project. Back to Amy.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I was going to make a mention.
Nope.
I'm on a roll. Too many sugar cookies.
We'll get there. We're going to let Amy go first.
Okay. That's okay. You can jump right in. So basically, we're combining two projects in Streetsboro, can't talk yet, into one. They're both in the same fiscal year. And it's just kind of economies of scale by combining them. It'll just be easier for mobilization and so on and so forth. So 14 and 43, and then 303 and 14 Ranch, those two are going to be combined into one big project, and they're going to take the PID number of the lowest PID. So, and then we are also revising the funding for ODOT's Kenmore Lake project that increases capacity and improves safety. Basically, we're adding funding to the TIP because they added preliminary engineering funding to 2025 in addition to what was already there. So this is not actually a new project, it's just adding funding to the TIP. Just as a heads up, since this is an air quality project, we will have a motion later. Phyllis will be giving a presentation on air quality emissions, so we'll have a motion for that separately. But yeah, so it's just, it's combining two projects and then just adding funding to the TIP for Kenmore Lake. Any questions?
Okay, this is an amendment to the fiscal year 2024 through 27 transportation improvement program, so we'll need a motion on this.
So moved.
Would you like to comment any more on the project?
No, actually, I thought it was a good idea to come on it.
We have a motion on the floor.
I'll thank
you. We have a second by Adamson. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Okay, hearing none, it passes unanimously. Next, we move on to item 6B, Resolution 2023-14, to add newly awarded funds for Metro RTA and PARTA, fiscal year 2024 through 2027, TIP Amendment Number 4. We're going to go to Jeff Gardner for this one.
Mr. Chairman, attachment 6B in your mail out. These funds are being awarded through ODOT's Transit Preservation Partnership Program and through the Federal Transit Administration Bus and Bus Facilities Program. Both programs are competitive and provide additional funds for the area. The ODOT funds are state attributable highway funds that are being flexed over for transit use. A full listing of the awarded projects and their budgets are included in the attachment. The awards for this year total approximately $40 million in federal funds. The staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2023-14. Are there any questions?
Okay.
And this was a competitive grant. I mean, who carried the ball in this thing? Because it looks like you had a great result. Was it
Metro
you guys?
Metro and PARTA each applied separately for those funds.
Good work.
So the money funnels through the AMAT, so we're approving the changes. Okay, we need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Motion by Clark.
Second, Jenkins, Portage County.
Second by Jenkins. Any discussions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Okay, hearing none, it passes unanimously.
Next, we'll go to item 60, resolution 23-15, approving new programs to be funded under the CMAC funding program. Matt Stewart.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this is the final step in our 2023 CMAC application process. So a statewide committee that's down in Columbus met and approved four projects within the AMS region for CMAC dollars. There were 15 applied for within our region, but resolution 2023-15 just affirms what the state committee already did. Be moving forward projects for East Avenue and Talmadge, Stowe's Graham Road Corridor Project, Macedonia Project in the vicinity of Highland and Route 8, and then finally a traffic signal, a new traffic signal in Mogador. So together these represent just under $14 million of total investment, so we were happy with that. We were able to successfully advocate for those four projects. So we're just asking for your approval of affirming what the statewide committee already did. Any questions?
This is all federal money coming in through you guys, right?
Correct.
That's beautiful. Nice work.
All right, thank you, Matt. Do we have a motion?
Paradise, so moved.
Sorry. I'll second Joe's.
Oh, we got Paradise on the motion, Evanston on the second. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Okay, hearing none, this passes unanimously. Next, we go to item 6D, resolution 2023-16, concurrence with the Cleveland Akron Lorraine air quality non-attainment area conformity determination for two projects, South Arlington Road and about 76 Kenmore. We have Phyllis presenting on this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This resolution includes a summary of an amendment to the AMATS TIP for a revision in funding to the South Arlington Road and Interstate Route 76 Kenmore leg, these projects in Summit County. And I would add that the project scope and milestones have not changed for these projects. And because AMATS is within the 8-county Cleveland Akron Lorraine air quality non-attainment area, the transportation conformity analysis is required for the amendment of regionally significant projects that add capacity to the region's transportation system. AMATS has analyzed and prepared the conformity analyses for emissions for its amendment as shown in the tables 1 through 4. The results of the air quality conformity analyses demonstrate that the two amended projects meet conformity status requirements in the Cleveland Akron Lorraine non-attainment area. Each of the area's transportation planning partners have concurred with this conformity analysis through interagency consultation for the area based on the project updates. This resolution establishes AMAT's concurrence with the results of the air quality analysis for its amendment. And with that, I ask that the staff recommends approval of this resolution. Any questions?
Okay, hearing none, we have a motion.
So moved, Klein.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Motion Klein, second Clark. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Okay, hearing none, that also passes unanimously. Item number 7 is other business, and item A, we are looking for 2024 officer nominations. So at this point, I'm going to open up the floor for nominations for chairman for 2024.
Mr. Chair, I'd like the nominating committee, myself and Mr. Bowling, in consultation with Mr. Baker, we'd like to nominate Larry Jenkins to be the 2024 chair.
Okay, we have a nomination of Mr. Jenkins. Do we have any other nominations before we close nominations? Okay, hearing none, thanks to the work of the nominating committee on selecting Larry Jenkins. So at this time, I'll put forward for vote the nomination of Blair Jenkins to be chair for
for the Policy Committee in 2024. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Well, that's very good. Congratulations. And at this time, I will open nominations for Vice Chair for AMF Policy Committee for 2024.
Mr. Chair, the nominating committee, myself and Mr. Bowling, are nominating Mayor Bill Judge right over here from Barberton as the Vice Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Any other nominations for Vice Chair for next year? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close nominations, and I'll put to the floor the nomination of Bill Judge to be the Vice Chair of Policy Committee for 2024. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Hearing none, he has been selected as our Vice Chair for 2024. Congratulations, Larry and Bill.
Thank you.
We know the committee's in good hands, so thank you for agreeing to take leadership. Okay, very good. And next, I will turn it over to Kurt Baker.
All right, so at this time, I wanted to do some recognition of our chair for the last 2 years, but before I even do, I also wanted to just recognize the mayors who aren't going to be continuing on in January with us, who Mayor Klein, Mayor Clark, I know Mayor Gonsi of Boston Heights, who's not here today, as well as Mayor Neugebauer. I was thinking about how all of you have been there for my entire tenure as director at AMATS, and you know, I've really appreciated the friendship, the honesty, just the being genuine human beings. It's really been a pleasure to get to know all of you, and it's going to be sad to not work with you on as much of a regular basis. So I did think if we could give all of our outgoing mayors a round of applause, I think that would be. We do also have, for our outgoing chair, a nice little plaque that commemorates his time with us. And, you know, Mayor, I've definitely appreciated it. I think you've done such a wonderful job in this position and kept our meetings on time and focused on business and had a little fun along the way, too. And so we wish you the best and thank you for your service.
Thank you. I'm going to extend the meeting by just a short bit here, but you know, it's been interesting being mayor and to meet all the other mayors. And really, I don't find a lot of political climbers as mayors. I find people who just found a reason they wanted to serve their community and make their community the best it can be. I see very few people who are trying to just get to that next level. It's been wonderful to work with all the mayors all across the region. And to see each one of them got into this for a different reason, but for the most of it, they're all the right reason. That's been pretty awesome. So thanks to all the leadership, Mr. Dave Klein and Linda and you know Bill, all of you guys. It's been great. So it's not when people talk about politics and how bad it can be and bad it is. I'm not seeing it at the mayor level. I see it at the state level, national level, but local mayors. They're a good group of people, and each one of them is different, has a different story, a different reason, but they're all doing it for the right reason. So thanks to all the other leaders.
Thank you.
Thanks for accepting me in my role. So,
that's good, Mayor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
One more time.
So in jeopardy of running my meeting too long, I'll ask for adjournment.
I make a motion to share a written.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion for share a second. Paradise, before we adjourn, next regular meeting is scheduled for Thursday, January 25th, 2024 at 1:30 p.m. Location
yes, so,
to be determined.
Which has been, since this has been printed. So, long story short, the Hilton's kicking us out. they said you guys were too rowdy. Something about some trashed hotel rooms. I don't know. But, no, in reality, they refused to allow us to commit to this location for more than 45 days in advance. We felt like we really wanted to be able to tell you guys, hey, all year we're going to be in one spot. The venue in Talmadge, right off the circle, has graciously been incredibly flexible and helpful with us. And we've checked out the place. It's great. We will be having our board meetings there moving forward. So we will be sending an address. We'll be sending big, bold reminders so you don't come here in January. But we are really looking forward to continuing or starting and continuing the relationship at the venue. And Mayor Klein, I apologize that you are not able to see this. That's right. But, you know, the public comment period is open to any citizen, so you're always welcome to come back.
And you know, since there's a big roundabout there, we'll probably see the mayor. I'm going to get you one back that way.
That is not a roundabout. just for you non-engineers in the room, that is not a roundabout.
It's one lane.
It's essentially one lane. Why don't you shrink that down?
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful holiday. God bless. This meeting is adjourned.